The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have that chance, let's face the music and dance.
Hey, good morning. It's Joe on the radio at 6:06. We're supposed to be YouTubing and Facebooking, but of course there's a technical. Are we not on the air, guys? We're not on. I dress up. You're on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. We're all here for you this morning. Happy Tuesday. We usually go live on YouTube, live on Facebook, but this is a dramatic step for us at the station. This is very, very big. We're not. So I, of course, I feel a little foolish because I dressed. No, I dressed. Oh, there we go. There it is. Look, we're on the air. Okay, a little better.
I didn't do it.
So look, I have to show you. And if you're listening on the radio, you see, if you're driving, I was going to say, just go on your iPhone, everything, and you could see what I actually have a new outfit. So I'm going to reveal my outfit on the air. You can watch this later, by the way, if you go to am970answer.com or Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and then you could kind of do the podcast later. So if you're driving, please stay safe. And if you're, and we're on the radio, and we're going to talk about everything and all the news of the day. Got a great show for you today. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock, Frankie is here, Joe is here, and Al and Debbie, and we're all here. So I'm buying the look a little bit. So again, bear with me if you're listening, because we said we have far more people listening than watching, but you can Google it later. This was the outfit that I came out with Brown, and there's a lot going on. State of the Union address. Okay, that's the news. Okay, let's get to the silly stuff. So I put on, I have a hat. I have the kind of Godfather hat on. I got the shades, right? Then I got the brown jacket there. And now watch, I will do a reveal. George, are you ready? I'm going to reveal. George and Matt and George running all the video. Watch this. And I got approval. Watch.
Wow.
Well, see, now I'm taking my jacket off, taking my outer coat off. I'll remove my hat. Make sure my hair, of course, is in place. Shades are off. Look, guys, there it is. Thank you. Thank you. Huh? You could Facebook and YouTube later. Green. Is this De Niro Casino or what? Come on now.
Yeah.
Green. Look at that. Green. This suit was just, I found it online for like nothing. And I just wanted to wear a green suit because this was the one I wore for the father-daughter dance. I've cleaned it since. But it was like I went there and I, because Charlie had a green dress and I wanted to wear a green. So what do you think? Our guys are green.
I love it.
So there's my little review. And wait, stay with me, George. I'm going to see if you can get this shot. Green shoes. Green shoes. Believe me, there's a lot to get into today. But first things first. Can you see?
Wow. Look, nice.
Green.
Those are nice.
We're talking green socks, green shoes. Come on. Did I dress for our YouTube?
You did.
I put this on for you today. And so you could tune in. You could Facebook this later. Great to have you with us. Good morning. Welcome to the Joe Piscopo Show. The headphones are worse than ever. Thank you, Al. I'm glad we're fixing that. Put a whole new board in, you know, which is great. Because how long have I been whining about a new board?
5 years.
I want the old one back.
Right.
I want the old one back. It sounds better. Bring the old one back. I can't hear. It sounds like I'm in like an echo chamber. But over the air, we're fine, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
What?
And What? It's 6:09. It's great to have you with us. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. YouTubing, Facebooking. And it's the State of the Union. The President of the United States will do the State of the Union finally in, I guess that's in the House of Representatives. And you know, all it is turning, I am, You know, if there was something riveting, I would open that the show with that, and I would go right through that. But you know what? It's the State of the Union, and all it is a divide down in Washington like I've never seen. The president is going to go talk about the State of the Union. Chuck Schumer gets up, and he starts attacking the Trump presidency. And I just want to tell you that we're in good shape, and it would be nice if someone just gave a little bit on the other side, on the Democratic side of it, just to go, all right, let's hear what the president has to say. Because all they do on the all Chuck Schumer is doing is whining and complaining, and already he starts attacking the president. He goes, and the president's, it's the presidency is in chaos. It's like, well, was Hillary going to be better? Give us a break. Nancy Pelosi's coming in. Maxine Waters looks like there's something. Respectfully, I'm got to say, Maxine Waters is so angry, like all the time, about everything. She's yelling about the president. Then they're going to bring people in who apparently were let go, who are illegals at the Trump Organization, 12 out of the, you know, thousands of employees at the Trump Organization. It's got to stop, because you know what? You and I are getting tired of it. It's just tired of, let the president do his speech. Let's believe in America. Run who you want to run in 2020. I mean, let all everybody come out. We'll work it out. But stop with the attacks and the childish display. I don't even want to get into it on the radio. I mean, I'm telling you, it's so negative in Washington. I've never seen it. And if you've got something and you're against the president, something, give us an alternative. Give us an alternative candidate. I would humbly and respectfully submit and give us an alternative initiative and a platform. There is none, except it's all anti-Donald Trump. And you know what? It's old, man. And it's not. You're not going to win in 2020 on that. Come up with something. And now in New Jersey, they did $15 an hour. Minimum wage, $15 an hour, which, by the way, I kind of agree with, because I'm like, I've done all those labor jobs and everything. But also, I'm a small businessman. Now what I have to do is I'm going to have to raise prices on things that I do because I have to pay $15 an hour. The politicians are so out of touch. You can't, you know me, I don't like the government involved in anything. So the government now is going to tell us what we have to pay as small business people to keep going. And then you heard our buddy called the other day from Harlem. He said all the 7-Elevens and all those little stores are closing because they have to pay $15 an hour. They don't understand. So I understand that if you're a laborer, you want to make that money. But on the other hand, if you're the business person that is shelling out the money, how can the government come in and tell you what you got to do? Because it's going to do is raise prices all over. So, and then they celebrate it in New Jersey. How about cutting taxes? How about cutting property taxes in New Jersey? How about explaining to us how the great state of Texas can have no state income tax at the size of Texas? It's like what is it, like the third biggest, it's got the third biggest economy in the world, the state. They have no state income tax. In Florida either. How does that happen, and why are we slammed in New York and New Jersey? And that congestion pricing, we didn't even talk about that. That congestion price, they slipped it in. Did you see that? The government can't do anything right at any time, ever, except for the United States military and law enforcement. So what they congestion pricing, they pass it in New York. All of a sudden, it's done, and it goes into effect immediately. Nothing is done that fast, unless it comes to taxing you and I. Am I right? The congestion pricing, boom. How did they put all those electric monitors in, electronic monitors in? They've probably been there before they even went in. That's all they know how to do is tax us. So come up, before you complain, whine, and moan, come up with an initiative or an alternative plan. Then we will humbly, listen to what you got to say. But stop with the attacks. Oh, my gracious. And stop taxing us. Oh, 13 minutes after 6 o'clock, Kieran Lawler is with us. And we will be chatting with the assemblyman from up in the Hudson Valley in the New York State Assembly. He's a great guy. And we're going to see what's happening. That's another thing, by the way. It's got me upset. This is the when I say they go after the president, right, and everything the president stands for, and then they like kill like live babies. Excuse me for being that graphic this early in the morning. This in New York it starts. Virginia, they shot it down in Virginia, and this is the platform. This is what you're running on. And by the way, to my Democratic friends. This is what you vote for? I'm just saying. We'll talk to Kieran Lawler about that. Arthur Idala, always great having Arthur on the show. I can't wait to show Arthur my green suit. We'll be talking about the El Chapo trial and green suits with Arthur Idala. Marilyn and Peter Pianelli are here. They have that headlight harness, which I absolutely love. Forgive me, I'm like a dog nut. I love my dog Otis, our dog Otis. And we're going to talk to Marilyn and Peter. They invented the headlight harness. It's great to talk to somebody, a couple, you know, because I know you're listening. I have this great idea. We'll find out from Marilyn and Peter how to take an idea and bring it to fruition and then make it as successful as the headlight harness, right? Ruben Diaz, Bronx Borough President. We'll be talking to Ruben. We'll be talking about problems with NYCHA up there. And it'd be nice to have that president, Borough President Diaz with us. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. You know who's on the show, too, is Eric Casaburi is the owner of Retro Fitness. And I told you, we just purchased a Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey. It's actually technically Ringo's, New Jersey. It's down Route 31. We invite you to come on down. And Eric owns all the Retro Fitnesses all across the United States of America. How do you do that? You ever think about how do you start a business like that? And maybe you want to be a Retro owner, you know? So, Eric, it's a great story. And when I go to gyms everywhere, even if they're not Retro, they all know Eric. He's made such a nice reputation for himself. So we said we'll put him on the air. Hey, it's a quarter after 6 o'clock. Joe on the radio. Good morning, Frank. Yeah, you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Joe. I'm doing great.
How are you?
As good as you with that green suit, though.
Can you believe that? Oh, look, they left the crucifix on. No, there we go. Okay, we got the shot there. I like that. That's okay. Albert, how are you?
I'm good. Green with envy.
You dressed for me? You dressed for me today?
Yeah.
Right. Wait, are the guys okay in the other room there?
They look a little panicked.
A little crazy. A little video. There we go. Now we got it. Doing a pan shot and everything like that. So the green, you know, so I got to tell you.
I like
so
it. Very controversial. So you look like you're about to say to Don Rickles, I don't care if he's got his feet on the table, pick him up, drag him out by his head, use his head for a battering ram.
In casino.
Yeah.
So I went to my store, Garmani. I go down and see Janelle down there.
Right.
And I said, Janelle, I want a green suit. So that is being custom fit as we speak. That's going to be, but it's like a plaid kind of darker green. So then I panicked because Charlie had the green dress for the father-daughter dance. And I said, I got to match. And then Charlie's mom was so funny. She goes, please don't wear green. And I go, you know what I mean? I go, no, I got to wear green. So I go online.
Right.
And by the way, we advertise for Indochino. Those suits are great. I'll tell you that in a second. Right. And forgive me, this is just neither here nor there.
But when people hear green, they think lime green.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
See, like, that's a good green.
See?
Olive green.
See?
It's an olive green.
And I got it online for nothing. When I tell you nothing, and they send it in, and then I got it tailored like locally, and then I found the green tie, and then I found the green shoes online for nothing, and Charlie loved it. And that's all I cared about. So she loved it, so I wear it like that. So now when I went to Indochino the other day, excuse me, and my buddy Justin, and we're very proud to have Indochino advertising with us, where you get custom-made suits for, like, really very, very low price. I'll tell you about it when I read the ad. You know what color suit I got? Did I tell you what color suit I got at Indochino? They go, what color? They got gray. Mm. They got blue.
Teal.
They got, yeah!
Did I tell you that? That's right.
No, I could just sense it.
Did I tell you that, Frankie? It is teal.
Yeah. He told me. I forgot.
Oh, he told you? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, maybe it slipped into my subconscious.
I got a teal suit.
Nice.
I got a teal suit. A teal. So now what do you wear with teal? I don't know. Brown? You wear brown shoes? Teal shoes? Teal shoes.
Neon.
Neon? I'm going to be like, I like that because I like that whole look at Allie, cool. My 20-year-old. They like that little bright. So good morning. It's 18 after 6 o'clock and having a great time. And there is so much to get into. The State of the Union, who are they going to bring to the State of the Union? This is what the story is, the mantra of the day. Who is the president bringing? And then the Democrats are going to bring things to try to embarrass the president. But you grow up. Do you feel like I do, Frankie?
I think, in general, the State of the Union is just a terrible speech.
Anyway.
I mean, it's not unique to President Trump, but it's boring. I mean, I was kind of happy when it was canceled. I think you'll see the president bring a bunch of people that were assaulted or family members of people that were killed by people in the country illegally, and then a lot of the Democrats in Congress bringing all the people that the president is seeking to deport. Right. You know,
he's having the first prisoner that was released on the bill that he signed.
Thanks for bringing that up,
Al. Yeah.
You know, and it's true. That whole prison reform,
right?
It's like Commissioner Couric said on the show, it's like you never thought a Democrat couldn't get that through. It was Donald Trump that got that through.
Right.
Could they say thank you? And if you can't stand the president, if you can't stand, because I'll tell you this, we'll go to break. But I think I said to Frankie before we went on, I would like the president to come out in like a Generalissimo Franco outfit, like with the braids. With the hat and with the braids on the rim of the hat. I would like to see him come out and do a whole Mussolini just to irritate the Democrats, man. That would be hysterical to sit there like that. But, God forbid, if you're going to go up against the president, come up with an alternative, an initiative. I'm not hearing anything, Frankie. What are they saying? Oh, we're going to tax people over $10 million, who make $10 million.
Right, a wealth tax. That idea of a wealth tax, that's something Donald Trump actually himself proposed back in 1999 when he was running to eliminate the debt. But now the debt is so unmanageable. It was only $4 or $5 trillion at the time. Yeah, now it's over $20 trillion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now a wealth tax wouldn't even make a dent in that.
See what you just said, and we'll go to Debbie. That there's an argument. The debt. The debt is growing because of the tax. There's an argument. So it's a logical argument. Let's talk about that. But don't make up things. Don't make up things and just start yelling. Maxine Waters, she should, a little Valium, I'm just saying, respectfully. A little, what's the one, Zoloft? What do they take?
I want to know what the over-under is, if anybody's taking bets, and you can bet legally in New Jersey, the over-under on how many Supreme Court justices will be falling asleep during the presidency.
Well,
and who among the audience?
How many are there?
Yeah, let's see how many go.
I'm assuming Ruth Bader Ginsburg is not going to be there.
I don't know. Last few years.
She was in the hospital or whatever.
We haven't seen Alito go.
Right.
We haven't
seen. Alito didn't go last time?
No.
Judge Alito didn't?
Yeah. Thomas usually skips it. So Gorsuch
and
went last year.
Kavanaugh would probably be there.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg okay? Is she okay?
She had this cancer surgery. And then she was not present for oral arguments. She was participating from home.
Is that an El Chapo pin?
No, New York City, baby.
Come
on.
El Chapo. Solidarity.
What's that, a New York City
pin? Yeah,
the flag
of New York City.
That very nicely
absolutely.
Done. New York City has a flag.
Absolutely.
Well done, Frankie. Five boroughs. I'm downstairs, and I had to pick up. I'm looking for a green belt because I don't want to show you. I don't have my green belt. I forgot my green belt. It's got to be upset. But I'm downstairs with Dean, our guy, and they said, Frankie, five boroughs. Why is he called Frankie Five Boroughs? I guess because nobody knows New York better than this
well,
kid.
Well, I don't know
Frankie,
if that's
Frankie Five Boroughs. It's true.
I'm not sure. There are people that know it better. I'm not sure if there's anybody that loves it more than I do. But Dave Damiani sent me a photo the other day. He came across Five Boroughs Hoops and Y, a shirt from 1991.
Five Boroughs, baby. Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Good, Joe. Thank you for being interviewed by Demi yesterday.
I missed your text, and I didn't get back to you, and I apologize.
That's okay.
There it is. Thanks. I'm so sorry. Look at you. Texted me like 24 hours ago. I'm so sorry. You're welcome. And the little gal came in. She was 10 years old with her parents, and she's like got a YouTube kind of channel, so she wanted to interview Joe. So Debbie asked. She's good, Deb. She's a very talented girl.
Yeah, she's been practicing it. She was so excited to get to interview you. They were thrilled.
They're still here, actually.
Thank you so much. They haven't left yet. They're so happy they stayed overnight. No, they were so happy. Thank you so much.
And the father's a police officer. We thank him for his service.
Yes, he's a police officer in my town, Gary.
Just great.
Yeah.
You're the best. Like Frankie said before we went on the air, you're just an angel. You're just a saint. Always looking out for people. Nah, Deb, we love you and appreciate that. So anything you need. And again, apologize for not texting you back quicker there. I'm a little slow.
Okay. I was like, Joe's ignoring me. That's okay. It happens. Sometimes men ignore me. What am I going to do?
I don't think so.
Part of life, baby. What are you going to do?
6:22. Deb's on the roads for you on AM 970. The answer. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody. Let's go right to the inbound GWB. It's 45 minutes because of earlier problems on the Cross Bronx. A bit better, though, to the lower level. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland about 15. We're seeing some slowdowns as you head to 23. 23 is blocked up by 519, getting into Wantage. It's all due to an accident involving a truck that was carrying lumber. 28 eastbound, getting out towards Springfield Avenue, getting in toward Cranford. Watch out for a broken water main. Problems now on the Bronx River Parkway. Southbound at 177 for the crash, and the Deegan south of Van Cortlandt Park. It's an accident there. LIE heading west at the Cross Island, an accident, and the Grand Central Parkway west at 188, an accident there as well. Alternate side parking rules are suspended, metered rules in effect. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The answer.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming up. Good morning, Valentine's Day. And I got the answer. We are the answer, but I got the answer for you. It's Shari's Berries. You got to send Shari's Berries. It's so great. It makes such a great presentation. You have Shari's Berries. You can never go wrong. I've done this, and I've sent actually Shari's Berries to my mom. When you send it to your mother, that's the ultimate approval, is it not? When she likes it, then that's all I got to tell you about Shari's Berries. It came in. It comes in packed. A beautiful package. You open it up. The berries they visually look so great. Then they taste spectacular. They taste spectacular. The strawberries dipped in chocolatey goodness, and they're topped with these decadent toppings, chocolate chips, which is my favorite. Heart and glitter sprinkles, please. Arrive fresh with a 100% Shari's Berries guarantee, and you can ship them anywhere in the country. Now, again, Valentine's Day is coming up on you. Can I tell you that I ordered already? Do you know that I ordered already? I ordered like last week. I go on to Shari's Berries. I go to Pro Flowers, and they have a calendar. When do you want the delivery? And I did that. Like, how about that for being prepared? I suggest you do the same, because before you know it, boom, Valentine's Day is going to be here. Send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now. Make this Valentine's really special by adding a dozen red roses. That's what I did. I put the roses with the Shari's Berries. Forget about it. I'm telling you, $19.99 more. Only $19.99 more for the roses shipped with your Shari's Berries at no extra charge. So go to berries.com. You click on the microphone. This is my favorite part when I ordered this. You click on the microphone. You enter Piscopo in there. I think that's so cool. You put Piscopo right up there. You know, you get a great discount. It's berries.com. Berries.com. Click the microphone. Enter the code Piscopo. Order today. Shari's Berries.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, and use discount code The Answer.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. I'm just trying to see, are they better ones? Now, these are good. See, the music sounds good, Stu. The music sounds good. It's the microphone that I could hear that's a little quirky. Forgive me. We have all new equipment because why? We love you so much for listening and watching. We're trying to up our game a little bit, and we're putting new equipment in. So I've been whining about it. I said, get a brand new board. Now I'm looking over at Al, and he's got a brand new, spanking new board. It's beautiful.
Hi.
You see me?
How are you?
Stu, that's a little better, actually. I can hear a little better now. A little better now. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't feel like I'm still shouting.
Stu, you're the hardest working man in engineering. I appreciate it. Really, we appreciate that so much. The poor guy comes out to my house. He's fixed something at my
house.
He's
been sleeping in a hammock in the back to try and fix this problem.
I know. But you wonder what the problem is?
What's
I'm going to tell you what the problem is. And I don't know this for a fact.
We don't have Barry
White
voices.
I don't want to call the name. Call out the name of what this soundboard
is. Yeah, do it. Why not?
Made in China. How much you want to bet?
Oh,
of course.
How much you want to bet? Made in China.
I wouldn't even take that.
And by the way, love the Chinese. We love China. But I'm telling you, they don't make.
I like Chinese food.
By the way, it's my car. Like, you know when I have to go to the ex's house and then we have our wait in the driveway. Mm. So the driveway going to our
made
house.
Made in China.
It's out in the house. Driveway's made in China.
Made in China.
It's a Chinese driveway. I'm blaming the Chinese for everything. No, it's like it's got potholes and you know what?
Don't you know a plow guy? Doesn't she know a plow guy?
Listen to me. Listen to me. Potholes as I'm pulling into the driveway. Listen to me. The car and the rims on my car, my American made car. Right. Why I buy an American made car? All the rims they're all made in.
China.
It's all made in China. So the rims are, and listen, we love you, China, but nothing's as good as made in America.
No, yeah, I mean, you're being facetious.
Now, why make it in America? Make the rims, you know, so it's nice and strong. Because when I go over those potholes, you get a flat tire because they're the low profile tires, you know, and then the rims get nicked and everything like that. And then
doesn't the plow guy know a guy who can fix those potholes?
Now, between you and I, 6:30. Is anybody listening?
No.
I am so on my own. I swear to goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Well, all you want is
you pull up into a hostile environment.
No, it's not hostile at all.
Yeah. Well, you have to sit in the driveway and conduct conversations with people.
We don't mind it, actually.
For a house, you're paying. No, you mind it. You're paying for the house.
But not people. My kids.
Kids.
My
right.
children.
Right. Hey,
I don't hear, could you come in? You want to sit down?
Yeah.
Would
well,
you
that's
like
what I'm
a
saying.
Cup of coffee? Matt, you still married? No. There's a young Matt in there. You got married? Yeah. Well.
He's got a baby.
Give him till the end of the show.
Those guys are pregnant. You're pregnant?
His wife is pregnant.
Yeah, all right. That's
not
all right.
Him.
So it's okay. It's all, I don't need to complain.
No, it's not. It's not okay.
I'm just,
you should not be sitting in the driveway of a house that you pay for, that you're not allowed in with potholes all over the place. Mm. Next, you're going to be fixing those potholes for a driveway.
Frankie, they're actually installing landmines to make it more difficult for him to get into the house.
To put landmines. No, man, don't give anybody any ideas.
Right.
Yeah. It's like an obstacle
course. He's coming in. Get ready.
There's a moat.
Yeah. Ready. So, but what is worse? If you have your ex and then no one's working and you're supporting everybody and everything is on you. It's on you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still married.
Listen to me. Mm. So that is that bad or is it worse if they meet somebody with a private G5 Gulfstream jet? Then they go, oh, Joe, come with us on the jet. Come on, you know, and then if they marry some really, really, really rich person.
But would you go on the jet?
Yeah, I'd go on the jet.
All right. Just say it.
No, I would. I would.
No.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't go like if
because the whole time you'd be looking, you'd be like, what? No.
I know.
Why?
I know. And if somebody, if there was a gal and and a gal's being supported by a guy, for example, in mine, and it works the other way too. I'll tell you about. I have a gal pal. Forget about it. She supports the husband. And
well,
the
for you, it's plural. You support two gals.
Yeah, that's true.
At least.
But I couldn't be in a relationship. I couldn't be in a relationship if someone else was being supported. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't go show up.
Hey, let's go see the kids.
I can't. I don't know. Just. I'm such a dinosaur in that regard.
Right.
Hey, good morning. We're just talking. I'm just riffing with the guy. 6:32. Kieran Lawler will join us. Did he find his way in?
Apparently, he went to.
I like the way Frank goes. Like, Kieran Lawler is like an American hero. This guy.
Yeah.
He is great
and a great legislator.
Like, you know, when we bring when there are politicians that come on the show, I feel they are true public servants.
Yes.
Assemblyman Lawler is that.
Directionally challenged.
No,
but
he's not. He's a United States Marine.
Okay.
He can find it. So I say to Frankie, oh, is Assemblyman Lawler here? He goes, oh, he's from upstate. He's not going to find where we are. So you're insinuating everybody from upstate New York.
Well, he's less familiar with, the streets can be tricky. Sure. So he's at West Broadway.
It's like saying you're from Jersey.
Broadway.
Yeah, you're right.
So I he's working his way down here.
People in New York cannot drive in Jersey and vice
versa.
That's
true. And
vice
you got to figure out those jug handles. On every block.
But
try to pump your own gas. People start arresting you.
But whose fault is it that he's lost? When you put in the address 111 Broadway, If it comes up anything other than that, you shouldn't click on the GPS thing, right?
Good point. The GPS made in China. I'm telling you.
He's Chinese. Get him out.
The GPS never works. He's going to be in Beijing. The GPS will take you to West Broadway. On the assemblyman's behalf, yes. I'm telling you right now.
There are a lot of problems with the GPS. And one of the criticisms my fiancé has of me is that I'm very, very GPS dependent. And it does lead you to trouble. One of the worst directions in the world is...
in France.
No.
Yeah, look at the president. He couldn't get to the memorial. They trashed him for it.
Make your next right, okay? That never works out in cities like New York, especially where the skyscrapers tend to obscure GPS signal.
I like when they go, in 1,000 feet, turn right.
Right, exactly. You got a ruler.
Let me take my ruler out. Right. Let me take my tape measure and see what 1,000 feet is. It's 750 feet, make a right turn. I can determine that?
You see, the GPS should operate like this. Seriously, it should. When you get to the McDonald's, make a left. As you hit the White Castle, make a right. You will see landmarks, and you would know to turn. That's what a guy should come up with. That's $1 million idea.
Yeah, yeah. You're thinking. You're thinking. Well, when Peter and Marilyn Pianelli come in, the inventors of Headlight Harness, suggest another product to them.
I like it.
Forget it. And Eric Casabori's coming. How about that? The guy who owns Retro Fitness. This is very cool.
Doing this as an intervention for me? Well, I know I need to go to the gym, but really? I mean, you got to bring the guy in?
Because
the guy's going to be looking right at me going,
Eric's like a legend in the fitness industry. They all know him. He started Retro Fitness. So did I bring him in to kind of look at you and to make you?
You did, because you pointed out. I mean, Arthur had this great thing last week about millions of kids that go to bed starving, and you looked right at me and pointed to me like, you're eating their portion. That's what you did.
I did not do
that. Yes, you did.
But you said there was a health stat that you said that more people
are getting cancer between the ages of 25 and 49 because of inactivity. And so, yeah, I'm going to be 49 in April, and I'm inactive,
I'm a cancer survivor. Is gonna be
I got the message.
I have Retro Fitness cards.
I got. That's about. He gave us the Retro Fitness card, right? He says, go anytime you want. I have to sign it. Yeah, I haven't signed it.
I haven't signed it. I'll sign it.
But it's not for any Retro Fitness. It's just for
your warranty.
We got the boss coming in. Yeah, okay. So I think you need to be covered. You're going to be covered. Yeah. And Matt Conklin,
this is a Retro Fitness in Clark, actually.
Yeah, it's great.
You mean to tell me those cufflinks were only $12?
We got to go to break, and I'm so sorry. And I apologize. It's just, I have to tell you, there's a concerted effort here. I am so tired of what's happening in Washington. I am so tired of the rancor and the divide. I'm so tired of the president not getting any credit at all. I'm so tired. We're going to talk about my green cufflinks right now. Look, if you can see this, I went downstairs. Dean, who's our intern now. So I go to Dean, and I go, you got a green belt? And they said, Joe, why would anyone? Go ahead, George. You can go close on that. And again, you can podcast this later. As a matter of fact, we'll put this up about when in March. We'll get this up.
Right. That's right.
So you can see it's green.
Fighting time for Santa.
I don't know if you can actually see the green. There it is. There's the kick. There's a kick in the green. So I go down to the clothing store there, and I go, "You got a green belt?" They go, "Joe, no one alive wears a green belt." Right. And I go, "I want a green belt. No green belt." And I go, "You got green cufflinks?" So Dean goes, "You know what? We got them on discount. They were about to throw them out, and I got these tacky green cufflinks, man.
They
were $59 because no one would buy them. It was like $12.
That's great.
Boom. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Come on.
Thrifty.
I can see it.
I do like that.
It's a sharp suit.
I think when you get married, you're going to be wearing green.
I may.
I think you're wearing green.
Because there's a darker green than that you can play off, but that is perfect. Yeah. It's not too dark, and it's not too light.
No, that's...
What do you think I pay for the suit? What do you think? Give me, Frankie.
$175.
Albert?
$2.25.
$100.
Wow.
I swear to God, it's not lying, man.
Man, for $100, they couldn't even put a sleeve on me.
But if I stand up, it's going to shred. And you know,
they painted you into that suit.
I know. Oh Lord. Hey, 6:38, and thanks for staying with us. It's just craziness. The State of the Union. We'll get into it. We'll get into the divide. We'll talk about it. Congestion pricing. The way they slipped that in, Frankie.
For the 4-hire vehicles so far.
So for what?
So far, it's for the 4-hire vehicles.
So, but how taxis. How do they mount? They can't do anything. They can't do anything. New York State cannot do anything quickly. Jersey too. You can't do anything. It takes years to get. They had that congestion pricing in, and I feel bad for those drivers, cab drivers. You're not going to be able to afford it anymore. Even if with those $2.75, whatever it is, it's just so disingenuous.
Yeah, if people don't know what Joe's talking about, if you take a 4-hire vehicle south of 96th Street in Manhattan, if you take a standard taxi cab, a regular yellow cab, that's another $2.50. If you take a 4-hire vehicle, like an Uber, an e-hail vehicle, that's another $2.75.
So essentially, to get into a yellow cab in New York City, certain points of the day when they have this time or that time, whatever.
You can never
it costs you about $6 just to get into the cab.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And you haven't gone anywhere
yet. And the cab guys, now they're going to have to raise their prices. And I just
they can't raise their prices, but I'm just saying, you're paying all this money up front before you even get into the car.
No, Joe's right. And this is one of the problems that even before this, the taxi drivers were having, is that they're being undercut price-wise by the
Uber
e-hail
Lyft,
vehicles,
right.
Uber, Lyft, and everything. And now this is not going to help. I mean, there's some efforts to bail out the cab drivers.
I know we have to break, but this is... this is something that.
But when Al talks. When Al talks, you never.
Because I know we're not going to talk about
the finger never twirls.
You don't see him stressed, flipping out, like when he's one.
I don't have a live read in this.
General
break.
Colin
That's
Powell,
Rainey.
Al, can I bump the ad? No, you can't. We got to read the ad. As General Powell hears me talk about Route 22 Toyota. And then now, go ahead.
There is a simple solution to this. Take the yellow cab. You can twirl that finger all you want. Take the yellow cabs. Allow them only to be in Manhattan and Brooklyn, because that's basically all where they go. And you have 4-hire vehicles in Queens, the Bronx, and Staten Island. They're not allowed to come into Manhattan and Brooklyn.
Well,
that's how you solve the problem with congestion, because you would have less. You would have less of these Ubers and Lyfts and all these other things in the city. It's a simple thing. Staten Island is not served by yellow cabs at all, right?
Well, that's why, and again, this is the danger of you trying to make a complex point when we're already 5 minutes too late, right? But that's why they came out with these green outer borough taxis. The outer boroughs are supposed to be serviced by these green outer borough taxis.
I was on Staten Island on Saturday. I didn't see one green taxi.
They're not on
taxi.
Staten Island. They're very rarely on Staten Island.
That's the point.
So you know what I think they do? I think I'm going to make a comment, then we're going to go to a break, and you give us a call.
A lot of cab drivers listen to us, by the way.
We don't have time.
Kidding. You are such an animal, man. 877-970-2999. I'm thinking to stop Uber and to stop Lyft in New York. It's that, you know, when I talk about traffic, and we'll talk about when we come back and how they have the bus lanes, and it's an absolute embarrassment mess traffic-wise. And when you see the T in front of the license plate and the C at the end, that is an Uber or a Lyft. They are clogging the roads. I'm thinking maybe just go back to the old yellow cabs, man. Just keeping the cabs.
Well, that's what de Blasio, you know, had pushed for.
Yeah.
I was on a bus yesterday. It broke down, right? We had to.
Why do your buses always break down? So funny.
The Murano factor.
You sit in the driveway,
he sits on a broken bus.
The only solution is to stay home. Stay home.
Well, maybe I should bring a bus up the driveway down there with the kids. We could have a. How about an RV?
An RV.
Yeah. Having an RV.
Ruben Kincaid on
the
phone.
We can watch TV in the driveway. This is great. I like it. 6:42. We are so late. I don't even know why we're going to news now, but we are. Because we are the answer. There is news, opinion, and passion here, believe it or not. Al Gattullo has headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
44 degrees at 6:42. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City reportedly grappling with widespread problems involving its 311 system. The Post says the city council has released findings showing some agencies reported problems are corrected when they were not. In one case, the city's health department had 311 rodent complaints marked addressed on dates before they were even called in. The executive director of 311 says his department is working to improve the system, says despite the data glitch, complaints are actually being resolved. Several crew members of a Newark-bound plane are in the hospital after a powerful odor sickened them following takeoff.
American Airlines flight AA-1060 had successfully left Miami yesterday, but shortly after departure, the pilots and crew members were reportedly overwhelmed by an odor. The plane returned to Miami about an hour later, and NJ.com reports. Two pilots, three flight attendants needed medical attention. There weren't any issues affecting passengers reported, who were all moved to another plane while the odorous aircraft was grounded for examination. In sports, Nets lost 113-94 to the Bucks. Brooklyn has lost three in a row, four of its last five, to fall to 28-27. Rangers gave up the tying goal with a minute to go, lost 25 seconds into overtime as the Kings rallied for a 4-3 win at the Garden. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Let's go right to the eastbound Gowanus. It's busy on the eastbound Gowanus getting up toward Fort Hamilton Parkway with an accident blocking a few lanes. More volume Gowanus east up by the Prospect with another collision. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules in effect. Over on the LIE westbound right at the Cross Island, a collision there. And then out by Woodhaven Boulevard, another crash. Southbound Van Wyck getting into Linden Boulevard. That's an accident. Grand Central Parkway west at 188th. A crash was cleared out of the way. Watch for slowdowns on Sunrise Highway westbound getting out through Bay Shore with an accident. Five trains delays. Also seeing delays over on the J and on the L. The inbound side of the GWB, some earlier problems cleared, but 50 minutes into the upper, 20 to the lower, Lincoln 30, Holland about 25, and 78 East exit 11, an accident taking a lane. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Folks, the new X chair, whoa, look at this. Wow, there's now an X4. I don't know that. I'm on the X3, and I think it's the greatest office chair I've ever sat in. No, it is the, I know it's the greatest. I'm sitting in the X3, and it is the best office chair I've ever sat in. Now they come out with the X4. This is new. I guess, oh, it's got wider seats. Interesting. Extra support for those with wider bases. Good people at X-Chair are constantly innovating to help improve your working comfort and productivity. Now you can finance the purchase of your X-Chair for as little as $30 a month. For less than the cost of a daily cup of coffee, you can make 2019 your most comfortable and productive year by getting yourself an X-Chair or getting it for some of your employees. X-Chair is on sale now for $100 off. If you go to xchairdentist.com, that's xchairdentist.com, or call 8444-XCHAIR, 8444-XCHAIR. It also comes with a 30-day, no questions asked, guarantee of complete satisfaction. Go to xchairdentist.com now, use the code Dennis, and you get a free footrest. And, of course, the $100 off automatically at xchairdentist.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
You own a local business, and your national competition is eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, Joe Biscopo on the radio. Good morning, good morning. Assemblyman Kieran Lawler will join us. Arthur Idala on the show. We love when Arthur comes in. He's so much fun. I cannot wait to show Arthur my green shoes. And my green suit. Plus, we got a lot to talk about. Like, what's going to happen with El Chapo? And what I wonder in the and by the way, Marilyn and Peter Pianelli, Ruben Diaz, Borough Bronx President, is going to be with us. Mike Gallagher, Eric Casaburi is the founder and CEO of Retro Fitness. You know what? I'm a gym guy for many, many years. And Eric's going to come in and give Al some advice. So, and then Manny Alejandro, the only Donald Trump supporter running for New York City public advocate in the upcoming special election. So, Frankie Five Boroughs on, you know, we had Arthur is coming in on this El Chapo. Is there a chance, I'm wondering, that the jury just lets this guy off the hook? Because it's a jury.
None.
You don't think
no
so?
No chance.
Why is that? Because usually the juries do something that would, you know, you wouldn't expect.
Well, for starters, is because he's incredibly guilty. Two,
you think?
Absolutely, right. So, that's number one. Two is the judge has really tied the hands of the defense in terms of what kind of defense they can pursue. So the evidence was already overwhelming, and then they kind of forced the defense to fight this trial with one hand tied behind their back by not letting them properly impeach the credibility of these defense the cooperators. So these cooperators have all pretty proven track records of lying and not being honest, right? The judge is not really allowing a lot of that stuff to come out in this trial. So is there a chance that El Chapo gets either a hung jury or an acquittal on one or two counts? Yeah. But he's not going to be acquitted of all seven counts.
And let's
be fair.
How many times has this guy escaped prison? Twice? Three times?
I think we're at three.
They built a tunnel? I mean, if he wasn't guilty...
If he is guilty, do they keep him here? I asked this once before. I'm sorry. And or do they send him back to Mexico for mother?
He'll remain in the United States. He won't stay here in Brooklyn.
Where do they put him? Where do they put him? So you're right.
I would think probably Supermax in Florence, Colorado. That's where they keep a lot of these, the terrorists and others.
Yeah, amazing. Let me go to George in Brooklyn before we break. Good morning, George. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe, how are you? I wanted to just jump in on the cab stuff. I got a green cab.
Yes, sir.
When I pick somebody up in, let's say, Brooklyn, I drive into Manhattan, automatically when the fare is over, my meter shuts down through GPS and I can't pick up anybody else or drive out. That's the only way to stop Uber and Lyft is you let them come in, but you can't let them roam around the city looking for another fare. You shut them down through GPS. Just like the green cab.
They do. They can
yellow
do it.
Cab.
Wow. Yeah. You know what, George?
Yellow cab.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, yellow cab, when they sold them the medallions, they gave them exclusive rights to Manhattan and JFK. That was taken away from them. That's why you got these cab drivers committing suicide because their business went down.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. George, thanks for the call, brother. Thanks. We're talking about congestion pricing. And as I look on the road, we got to go to a break, but I see how congested the roads are, how ridiculous the traffic flow is. And, use mass transit. Mass transit doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And then to fix mass transit, they tax the drivers who are getting slammed at the bridges and the tunnels. And then I'm seeing the Uber and the Lyft coming in. And I always use Uber or Lyft if I can't get a cab. And I liked it initially. Then I'm seeing what's clogging up the roads are the 25,000 Uber and Lyft cars on the streets of New York. And then I'm thinking it's easier anymore to get indeed a cab. So that maybe we should start rethinking that. But the fact that you're taking the working class, the hardworking taxi drivers, come from another country, come into this country legally, learn a language, and stay in a cab 12, 16 hours a day, and then you're going to bang them just for a couple bucks. Shame on the governor. Shame on the mayor. That's just an assault again on people just trying to make a living. 651, Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there looking out for you. Hey, Deb, how you doing this morning? Traffic-wise, speaking of the roads, how we doing this morning, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening. Well, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Alan, everybody. Let's see what's happening on the subways. Five trains, we're seeing delays. Also, delays on the J and the L. Waterbury branch of Metro North, delays of 15 minutes with some type of mechanical issues. And let's go over to the inbound side of the GWB. That's about 50 minutes into the upper, 20 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel 30, Holland about 30, 78 eastbound exit 11, a crash 17 south at Route 80. Accident involving a motorcycle getting down through Bergen County. We're still seeing a closure in Wantage on 23 with a truck accident over there. Watch for slowdowns as well as you take it to the Deegan South of Van Cortlandt Park. A crash clear, but then at the Grand Concourse, an accident. Bronx River Parkway south of 100. and 77th, a collision there. And it's busy on the LIE west at the Cross Island with a crash. Another hit out by Woodhaven Boulevard. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Assemblyman, how are you? Come on in. Good to see you, sir. Let me stand. Oh, I'm standing for a Marine always, sir.
Hey, what's up, man?
Great to see you, brother.
Good to see you.
Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. My
yeah, come on in. Frankie, you want to, let me just read an ad here. Can you just move this out of the way for the Assemblyman, please? Hey, it's like one of those mornings, and we're loving every minute of it like that. Hey, can I tell you about, I told you about Indochino Suits. I'm so excited to tell you about Indochino Suits because I went over there. I wasn't sure what it was. And then when Courtney in Jerry Crowley's office said, hey, Joe, you got to check out these Indochino suits. So I was with my mom. I told you on Sunday. I go, let me go to an Indochino store because they are advertising. And when you advertise on the show, you're family. So I go, okay, come on in. I come on in. Let's give me the ad. Let's do Indochino. Let me go to the store. So I meet Justin over there. I'm gonna tweet out a picture of Justin. This kid, they measure you for a suit. They measure your arms. They measure everything. Let me see. It was like I've never seen. Talk about custom. Indochino. And I went. I'm supposed to tell you about the New York stores because they're right all in Manhattan, in Brooklyn. They have by the way, they're on Broome Street. They're on Madison Avenue, 3 in Manhattan. Their new Brooklyn store is on, it's a showroom, is on Court Street. I think I'm okay to say this. I went to Short Hills because I was on the way in. I said, let me go to Short Hills Mall. Beautiful. Beautiful. I went in there. And you could pick out any material that you want. You could pick out the color of the buttonhole. And the colors of the buttons. And you know, the price is $359. Guys, I'm telling you, you've got to check out Indochino. I am so excited. High quality, custom tailored suits, shirts. I have a shirt. I got a shirt with it's like not a snap tab. It's like with a bar in the back, like the old days. I got that at Indochino. And it's all for a perfect fit at a great price. Each garment is made to your measurements, customized by you, and delivered in just 2 weeks. Indochino offers hundreds of fabric and customization options so you can personalize every detail, which includes, by the way, your lining and lapels and writing your own monogram on your suit. How about that? I'm telling you, this is so awesome. This week, check this out, please. Any premium Indochino suit that you hear and you hear about on this show, $359 with the promo code Piscopo at Indochino.com or any of their New York showrooms. That's 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit. Plus, shipping is free. Promo code is Piscopo for any premium suit for just $359 and free shipping. Book your showroom appointment now at Indochino.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
It's a joy to get to work with great people, and Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team who have brought us Relief Factor, and thanks to their physicians and the expertise, have brought tons of pain relief to plenty of people around the world, like me, having lower back pain, thinking I was stuck until I discovered Relief Factor. When Seth and Pete surveyed Relief Factor customers, they found that the majority of those who canceled the 3-week quick start had not taken 3 packets a day for a week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's what the 3-week quick start is all about. We want people to take the suggested number of packets, but this is a low-cost way. Pete and Seth are willing to lose some money on this quick start to make sure you're without the pain that you've been facing in your life. Go to relieffactor.com to take the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, just notify them. You're only out $20. Relieffactor.com, or if you want to give them a call, it might take a little while on the phone because there's big demand. 800-500-838. 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Areas of dense fog out on the island early this morning. Watch for patches of black ice there. Elsewhere, clouds, some intervals of sun today, and becoming very mild this afternoon, or high near 60. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 34 at midterm, dropping to 26 to 30 in many northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, clouds on the increase, a chilly day, a little rain towards sunset, the high 42. Thursday, a bit of rain or drizzle to start. Otherwise, overcast and damp, some fog, the high 47. AM 970, The Answer.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. It is 6:57. And we got a lot of show. Assemblyman Kieran Lawler is with us now. We're going to break now. And when Kieran, you got back in, okay, Assemblyman? Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Did you come from upstate?
I came from Dutchess County, 68 miles.
Oh my God! Listen, first of all, thanks for your service to the United States of America. No, look at this tough guy right over here. This is one of the good guys that is a true public servant. Assemblyman Kieran Lawler.
I like the title.
Yeah, a sharp title. You notice that? Excuse me. Frank, you don't have a tie? Al, you don't have a tie? Sorry. Thank you for dressing, Assemblyman. We appreciate it very, very much. I said, when I went to Indochino and in there, my buddy Justin goes, he goes, you dress up? I go, I dress up. He goes, it's radio. I go, I still dress up. Because how do I know that someone like Kieran Lawler is going to come in? I want to look nice. You see what I'm saying? So, Al?
Why do you keep looking at me? I always look like a slob. It's radio. That's how I am.
I love you, Al. You look great. I'll tell you. Kieran Lawler, we'll be chatting everything about New York State coming back in a moment. It's Joe Piscopo, Arthur Idala on the show as well. Radio Piscopo, live from the greatest city in the world. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.